Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell, and I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, but today, right now, I'm in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and so delighted and excited to greet each and every one of you on the Master's Call. And we're tagging today, we are willing to worship and wait on the Lord Wednesday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the great I Am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And besides you, there is none other. We thank you, Father God, for being our great Alpha, for being the great I Am, for being everything that we need, oh God, because we depend totally on you and your word. You told us in your word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. We thank you, O God, as we seek your face this morning, as we look to the hills which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from you. We know, Father God, that you will saturate us in your love, in your presence, in your peace, in your joy. And Lord, with that, we will continue to worship you. We will continue to praise your name. We will continue to wait on you, knowing that we are victorious in you, O God. So we thank you for Dr. B, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our Dr. PK. We thank you for them saying yes to the Master. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven and settled in our spirits. We thank you, O God, for each person that's on this call this morning, and even those that will hear the broadcast later, Father God. We ask that you pour a special blessing on each and every one of them. We thank you, Father God, that your word will be shown forth in a greatness, Lord God, in your servant this morning. And we thank you for anointing your servant as she gives your word powerfully like never before, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that our hearts are willing to hear what the Spirit has. We'll be careful to give your name praise, glory, and honor in all that we do and say. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. We will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, sister. Can you hear me? Minister Brenda Henry Terrell in Maryland.
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister Benita in New Jersey. God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Good morning, TMC family. We so appreciate that you joined our telecommunication sanctuary. We ask that you just have a seat in our virtual sanctuary. Get prepared to hear a word that's going to come forth. I am Bonita, as a queen, a Mississippi queen said, and I'm here in New Jersey, and we are so delighted that you decided to join us this morning. We appreciate that Drs. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Vanessa Weatherspoon founded this call October 20, 2010, which is not almost, it's like 9 years ago, right? And so that they established this call and have been very consistent with it. We are so delighted that this is a platform that we can come before the Lord and enrich, enhance, and empower believers so that they can begin their day in a positive manner. The scripture that is founded, we stand on, is, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Just as our minister, Brenda Henry Terrell, said, we will worship. We are willing to worship and wait on the Lord this Worship Wednesday. I'd also like to let you know that we have a website. If you have a desire to welcome in the spirit with the praise and worship team, as our sister Kaylin did this morning, or you might want to do what our sister Minister Brenda Terrell just did in greeting, or you might want a host, or you have a word that you want to share, We have a website that you can use, and it's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You can send in any requests there if you have a praise report or a prayer request, or you would like to also become a member of the family outside of just calling in. You come on and participate. We welcome you to do that, and you can send that email to – I'm sorry, I gave you the website. You can send it to our email to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. There you can send any of the prayer requests, praise reports, or if you have a desire to be a part of the team. Now, the website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. There you can go to and read any of the bios, because as I introduce our speaker of the day, I am not going to get deeply into what she's done, because she's done so much, because I want to give her the platform to enrich, enhance, and empower us. And she's such an educator that I'm looking forward to hearing what she's going to speak on today. But go to that website, read more about her bio or any of the bios or any of the previous ministers that have given a word. It's all there. It's a beautiful website. Go visit it. The theme that we stand on for this year is God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Artists International is a company that brought many of us together. That's ARDYSS International, which is now Artist Life. That was established by the Des DeLeon family over 29 years ago. Now, if you know nothing about artists, because they have some awesome products, I would encourage you to send that. If the person that invited you to the call would know, or you can send a request to that email address that I gave you, info@themasterscall.net. After this call is our morning motivational call. And today the topic is, what is it, Brenda? Uh-oh, it is Awareness Wednesday on obesity and childhood obesity, which is absolutely growing. Our children are really obese, and that's great. They'll be talking about that today. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617 pound. Again, it's 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617 pound. We also have what we call a bypass number. If you're being charged for some strange reason by your carrier, you can use this number to get past that charge. It's 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Okay. Let's just get to the meat of it, right? We have coming to our virtual sanctuary, the co-founder, we call her Mother Eagle. And she is just that. She's got a heart of gold. She is, she's a mentor. She's a sister. She's a mother. She's whatever you need her to be. And she absolutely does it from her heart. Dr. Vanessa, I mean, her bio is just, and I believe she's going back to school. Anyway, she's always educating. She's always is always educating herself and others. I can go on and on and on. I'm looking at her bio now. She cares for her mother. She is a mother to so many. But Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, her bio is at that website. So I encourage you to go to that website and look at her bio, because it is phenomenal. But not to say no more, I really would just like to, and if you've never heard her speak before, you are in for a treat. So I just like to bring forth the speaker of the day, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Benita Cates from New Jersey. So appreciate you hosting the call today, tagging us with the term of our telecommunications sanctuary and being such a blessing to our Master's Call family. Thank you so much for hosting our call today. Thank you, Prayer General. From Ocean Springs, by way this morning, of Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Thank you for greeting us. And wow, Minister Kaylin, thank you for that time of worship. I love that song, He is Alpha and Omega. I just was picturing that video of Israel singing that over in Africa and how you just ushered us in to the very presence of God this morning. And we are so humbled because you are a young person, a high school graduate, going to start college this fall, who has such a love for the Lord and took time to bless your older elder saints this morning. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, TMC family. Warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you on behalf of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, suffering for Jesus down in Belize this birthday month for her. We are humbled and honored that you've taken the time to be with us this morning. There is a word from the Lord. I have been really in the face of God, hungry for God, because there has been so much chaos in the world. Our chaos has chaos. Our corruption has corruption. We all know we're praying today as the trial goes on today, I should say, the speaking today of Attorney General Robert Mueller, special counsel, I'm sorry, Robert Mueller, and we're just praying that God have his way today. God dropped in my spirit to minister to God's people because many are don't know which way to turn, know to turn to God, but not sure what all of that means. I want to talk this morning on the topic, I want more of Jesus. I want you to say that because you're prophesying to the wind. You're prophesying to the atmosphere. I want more of Jesus. I know that's saying a lot, and I'm going to break that down, but I want that to be your declaration today, that you're hungry for more of his holiness. You're thirsty and to be more thankful for the things that he's already blessed us with. We want the power because we're going to spend more time in his presence. I want more of Jesus. And the acronym God gave me years ago for more is making opportunities real every day. But in this season, I'm saying making opportunities righteous, Jehovah Tiskanu, to be in right relationship with God, making opportunities righteous every day. This year, we want to love God more because the remnant, the church, must rise up and be the church, the island in the sea, the bridge of hope for so many who are hopeless, and that love, that agape love, shall be put into action. Again, to be thirsty and hungry. My dear friend Les Brown always says, you got to be hungry. But we're not for saying hungry for more things. We're saying to be hungry for more of him, for his word, for his will, to do it his way, to be thirsty and hungry. That's the kind of people we want to be. Yesterday, oh, we were so blessed by Pastor LaVonya Lewis of Las Vegas, who talked to us about being the light and how people need a light in so much darkness to be that light in the dark places. In the 42nd division of Psalms, the 42nd a book of Psalms, that first and second verse says, as the hart, or as the deer, panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? We know on the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord and Savior said in that sixth verse of Matthew 5, in that fifth chapter of Matthew, that sixth verse, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I'm speaking to your spirit to come out of it, out of court. Quit being satisfied even in the inner court, but to hunger for the Holy of Holies. How do we do that, Dr. V? So glad you asked. See, we've got to love by choice God more by studying his word and daily having that heart transfusion that will take place. Why? Because, see, when our hearts change, our thinking will change. When our hearts change, our desires will change. When our hearts change, our actions will change. When our hearts change, our lifestyle will change. When our hearts change, our goals and priorities will change. When our hearts change, we will thirst and hunger more for his presence, not just his hand. See Matthew 6, we know it, that 33rd verse. And Matthew 6 says, but seek ye first, uno, first, priority, first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not our righteousness, not our opinions, because our opinions do not destroy any yokes. Only his word is wrapped in his anointing and his righteousness. Then all these things that we desire in our hearts shall be added unto us as we love God more. God will then use us more. You know the theme God gave our call, this call in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth. Those three words, justice. Am I a just being? Do I do the right thing, even when it's usually not the easy thing? Do I operate in integrity? Do I operate in integrity where the pureness, the holiness of God is revealed? And truth, do I tell the truth? Or is it sprinkled with a little of my exaggeration, bordering what we call a lie? In 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity and truth in me, because we've got to start at our house first, in the mirror, individually. Then we look out corporately. It'll be clearly seen. See, never settle for ordinary, because we serve an extraordinary God. After you love God more, we got to love God more is a decision and a mandate. See, when we are doing this periodic fasting, and you should be living a fasted lifestyle, it's to gain our focus because distractions come every day. Many good ideas come your way that are not God ideas. And when you sit still and fast and pray, you keep a clear focus. And every day we're given his new mercies, a new beginning, another opportunity to have a deeper love, to love God more. And when you love God more, you'll want to fast and pray to flush out of the flesh the toxins that can cause terrible things in our hearts, the worldly desires. Fortify your faith. More manifesting opportunities, revelations even, every day. After you love God more, secondly, you got to serve more. See, love requires action. Love requires action. In 2019, God is requiring all of us to serve more. Quit telling me you love God and nada in your lifestyle is you giving of yourself to others without an ulterior motive tied to the end. Joshua 24, in that 15th verse of the 24th book of Joshua, and it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. That's not a cuss word. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I tell you, if my father didn't beat anything over our heads when the three of us, the four of us were growing up in this home, is that you give, you owe, you've been blessed. You should always strive to give and not need to be recognized to have the attention. And he modeled that in front of us. And how can we serve God? By serving others. See, when we serve more, we cannot stay as selfish and as self-centered as many times we find ourselves being. Serving makes us sacrifice ourselves emotionally and physically. Why do we have to beg you to do anything? You should be raising your hand because you have a hand to raise, because you have breath in your body, because we have another opportunity to glorify our God. Our attitude must be like Jesus, always ready to serve, but with humility. Matthew 23, that 10th through 12th verse says, neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Oh, what's another meaning of serve more? Multiplying, overflowing, relief everywhere. When you serve, you bring others a little bit of relief. Multiplying, overflowing, relief everywhere when you serve more. Again, never settle for the ordinary. Why? Because we serve an extraordinary God. All this morning, your cry, your prayer, our declaration, I want more of Jesus. The more, making opportunities righteous every day. After we love God more, after we serve God more, we got to give more of our talent, our time, and yes, our treasure. When we're really in tune with Jesus, flowing on the same frequency, we will give more faithfully, freely, while being friendly. We know Luke 6:38. Yeah, y'all, it's in the red. It's in the red. That understand word of you give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, whether all it shall be measured to you. Again, so if you want to just give a teaspoon, don't have no little attitude when only a teaspoon comes back, when you got a whole keg there. Yeah, let's say amen or oh me. We got to give more of our talents. Your gifts and talents are for others. Are you freely sharing them with others? Give more of your time. Give God the quality time first and foremost. Man, I don't always love it, but I thank God for that biological clock that the Lord taps on my shoulder every morning between 4 and 4:30 to start getting in his presence. By 5, my hands are up thanking him. Every morning, thanking him, praying for people, calling names out, covering others in the blood of Jesus. Prioritize your time with God. Spending quality time. Not quantity, but quality. And when doing that, you got to guard your time. Yes, I'm very busy and attempt every day to be productive, but I'm telling you one thing I know to do. I learned years ago, I guard my prayer time. I guard my intercession time. Because if I don't fill up with him, then I'm running on fumes for others. That's why some of you all are just frustrated loving Jesus. Because you're not putting in the quality time with him and you're running on fumes, because folks will always come to you, and they should, with needs, with desires, with hope, with guidance, for guidance. But if you haven't spent time filling yourself up with more of him, then you have nothing to give out to others. And the least is that we always talk about the more is give more of your treasure. He only asked for 10% for tithes. And if you don't give that 10%, you're a thief. I'm not going to dress it up or put a skirt on a pig. If you are not a tither, you are a thief on this call this morning, and you don't truly love him because he only asked for 10, giving us the 90. That's what just takes us not being a thief. And then the overflow comes when we give of our offerings. And then lastly, in this last minute, you want to witness more. When you want more of Jesus, after you love him, after you serve him, after you give of him, we want to witness more. We must share the gospel more in word and deed. We must be a living epistle, a Book of Acts church. Are you a Book of Acts believer? Well, here comes the question as I close. Here comes the mandate. It's the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion in Matthew 9 that tells us that he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, verse 37, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that ye send forth laborers into the harvest field. Oh, as I close in 2019, God's hand of justice, look in the mirror, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. See, with witnessing more, we're mightily overflowing, redeeming evidence. Is there evidence that you and I are believers this morning? Oh, we want to be that and never settle for ordinary, because we serve an extraordinary God. Love God more, serve God more, give God more, and witness more. I want more of Jesus. Sorry, I went over. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you. Yes. No, there's no need to say sorry, Dr. V. I want more, and I know folks on this call want more, and we want to make sure we give more. So I'm going to give you a number so that you can share this call with someone today and be a blessing. The playback for the message that you just heard from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is 712-432-1085, and it's the same PIN, 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085. Please share this playback with someone, because that was an awesome, awesome word. We want more, and the only way we can get more is to give more. Right after this call is the New Morning Motivational. They're going to be talking about childhood obesity. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294617 pound. I want to again thank Kaylin for bringing us in. Congratulations for graduating. Looking forward to you doing great things as you go to your next step in your educational career. I want to also thank our Mississippi Queen who is visiting us in Maryland, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, for greeting everyone. And I want to thank each and every one of you that are on this call for coming on the call and getting fed this morning. Dr. V, I know I skipped over this, but you know you're coming back for the benediction. I already know you know that. But I'd like to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for the word that you planted in our sister to teach us how to give more. We're always asking for something, Father, and to give, keeping our hand open, not closed. Father God, we ask you to cover the families that are bereaving, that their hearts are broken, Father, that are missing loved ones, Father. We have a prayer list that you already know what it is. We ask you to keep them and cover them and let them know that you are footsteps in the sand, that you are walking right with them, Father. We ask you, Father, to, in celebration of praise reports, Father, that you have blessed people and things and situations, we thank you for that, Father. If there's anyone standing in need right now, Father, we ask you to touch them and just let them know that you are right here. You are the Father, the great I am, the Omega, the beginning and the end. The only thing that we need to turn to is you. We want to ask you to fill back up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon that she poured out to us. We ask you to also touch our other co-founder and let her know that You are there with her as she is basking in Belize, Father. We appreciate both of these strong women that have come before you and started this call. Father God, everyone on this call, allow them to know that you are who you are. Amen, amen, and amen. Dr. V, can you come back with the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Spirit of the living God, we hunger for the more of you. We want more of you, Lord Jesus. Lord, let this word just so saturate and even marinate in the heart and thinking and doing of those who have listened to your word today, that they have ears to hear and a heart to receive. And as we leave this call, even throughout this day, that will be our purpose, and we will be about pointing others to you. But first, within ourselves, doing the inventory, the self-check, to make sure you are glorified and you are then edifying us to be all you called us to be. Bless us, keep us, and let us do all we've been called to do this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Look forward to hearing many of you all on Awareness Wednesday. Have a blessed day. Love you. Bye-bye.